Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And if you are watching later on the replay on YouTube or listening to the podcast, please do subscribe so that you can watch all of the previous shows, all of the current shows, all of the shows coming up. It is my desire, wish, and intention to bring forward these wonderful speakers who are sharing their wisdom, their talents, their gifts, their teachings, their healings, activations, processes, etc., so that we can all thrive in our lives, right? So please do join us. And so today, my dear friend Tarek Bibi is back with us, and we're going to be talking about activating your sex and money blueprint. So what does that mean? So we'll be talking about healing sexual trauma and money blocks, and so that we can experience infinite success and empowerment on all levels. We're going to talk about how the dark forces keep us blocked with sex and money blocks. Sex and money, how are they connected? How sex and money traumas impact us till this day. How to experience indefinite success and empowerment at all levels. And how to heal from sexual and money traumas. So they are closely intertwined. So we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. And for those of you who don't know Tarek, I'll just tell you a little bit about him. He's been with us many times. He is, a rising star. He has already changed the lives of over 1 million people worldwide. Tarek works with businesswomen and men on the spiritual path to help them thrive doing what they love. And through his revolutionary infinity healing modality, he's able to help his clients achieve and manifest their heart's desires with infinite ease and grace, even if they have not been able to achieve their results elsewhere. So we're going to get right into it because obviously my voice is going for some reason. It happens a lot when I do these shows. My voice suddenly starts to go. So we're going to bring Tarek on, and we're going to ask him to share a little bit about what's going on with him right now, and then we'll get into the topic of our wonderful conversation. So Tarek, I'm so glad you're here. Please welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be back. I'm so excited to collaborate with you. And my guarantee for you and your beautiful audience is that we leave this call more activated, more empowered, more aligned, more remembered than when we first got in, into the call. And so
I
it is.
love that. Thank you. And that I know that is a promise that you are going to be holding and keeping for us, because I know every time you do come on, you do these powerful activations, and we definitely feel them, and we are transformed by them, right? So I just mentioned before we went live that we are going to be taking live caller questions, so you can raise your hand or you can type your question in the chat. We'll be taking a few, but like we were saying earlier, keep your stories short because we only have a limited amount of time. But we do want to help as many people as possible today on the call. So I'm sure the activations are going to help everyone. So
Yes.
Tarek, let's I know that sexual trauma is a big piece of our wounds, right? And a big piece of what may be holding us back from enjoying and thriving in our lives, right? So
Yes.
just generally, I want to just talk a little bit about how. Well, this is going to be such an interesting conversation because it's like I could go to so many places, right? But
Yeah, let's
let's just
honor the
start
flow.
about let's just start a little bit about sexual trauma and then a little bit about how that's connected, and then we'll get into the meat of it, because I know I've had a lot of sexual
Yes.
trauma in the past. And my money story could be better, so I wonder if that is still hindering that, you know?
100%. And I don't know if Chris was meant to be unmuted, but my Virgo mind is noticing that. Okay. So repeat the question about sexual trauma. Like, what causes it? Why? How is it a problem on our? I'll just go with the flow. So
Yeah,
I
go with the
would
flow.
say that. Sexual trauma and money blocks are the biggest traumas, biggest blockages, biggest challenges on our planet. And if you study the darkest, although I've been spending 25 years in my awakening journey and reading and growing and evolving and learning about finances and business and life purpose alignment, power of the mind, power of our spirituality. I've also been expanding my consciousness and awareness by learning about what's going on our planet. And when you go down those rabbit holes, you really become face to face with the darkest consciousness, not just on our planet, but really in the universe. So I've studied the dark just as much as I've studied the light. obviously not integrating or incorporating any of that stuff. I have a very strong boundary. Even if there's a little a risk for something to find its way into my field, I will not. But I dived in deep, and not everyone comes back with a smile on their face. Some people don't make it back. And the people that do could end up being very jaded. But what I did learn from what I love doing is I have this warrior spirit that goes down into the dark. What can I extract from it that is helpful information? And the masculine in me wants to create a solution for it. I don't want to just sit there feeling helpless. I want to use my gifts and healings and music to alchemize the problems on our planet. So it really comes down to entities. So a lot of empaths, healers, light warriors like ourselves on this call, if you look back, maybe we can even ask, how many of you feel that the traumas you've experienced behind the scenes were manipulated and caused by entities? And when I asked that question about my life, I realized, wow, the people who really traumatized me as a kid or bullied me or put me down, whether it was in school or any other situations, when I confronted these people, they were like, what was it? Was it that bad? And I was like, it was so bad. I thought you were literally like Satan manifest in the human flesh. Like, that's how bad I experienced it as a delicate moon Pisces kid. But so that shows me that they're almost being overridden. Something overrode them to get to me. So let's remember we're so powerful. Let's remember we are in spiritual warfare, not to scare anyone, but to empower us. And with spiritual warfare comes, okay, maybe we can't always be Mr. and Mrs. Nice Gal. Like, it does require us to have healthy boundaries, to know how to say no, to know how the dark plays its game so that we can outwit the darkness, protection, light body activations, all that stuff. So I would safely say, based on my experience and the experience of the clients that I've been working with for 15 years, who are mostly spiritual women and men and healers, is that entities are aware of us coming onto this planet, and they know how they go after the weakest link in our network because they're trying to get to us. So if anyone in our family was the weakest link, they tried to use them to get to us. So having that perspective, we can go, okay, so if I stay upset at this person, then they got me. So if we know that the goal is to keep us down and defeated and upset and not forgiving those who have wronged us, that's how we lose. How do we win? Forgiveness, which happens in every session I do, taking our power back, healing the inner child. And if those traumas are connected to sex, I was talking to a client the other day. I'm like, why do you, we pinpointed, how does this entity affect her? And it was connected to sexual trauma from childhood. So because there is a sexual trauma that's unresolved, the entity now somehow, if you let it in unconsciously or consciously, it can use that wound, that hole in your soul, it can enter and in order to affect you. And as long as we stay stuck in our traumas, they could potentially continue to feed on us. Why sexual trauma? Because if you are incarnated into an entity's body, your food supply is human energy. And out of all the energies the human body can emit, or the human emotional body can emit, sexual energy is like the whatever the equivalent is for the best food you can get. I was going to say something about steak, but I'm a vegan. So I was like, I don't know, whatever the equivalent is for you guys, you decide. Kobe beef, let's say, is that the best stuff out there? I don't know. So, and sexual addiction. So when you study stuff's coming out now about P. Diddy and sex parties and all that stuff, it's all sex related. Why? Because it's not humans. It's humans who have sold themselves out to be used by a dark energy. Just like we go, source, God, universe, use me as an instrument of your will. So in order for that to exist on our planet, the polar opposite needs to exist, because we're in a polarized planet. We can't have one without the other. So it's important, because sometimes I talk to people who are like, really, there are people like that? As long as there's someone like you doing this for good, there's going to be the opposite doing that for bad. Or let's say for selfish gains, for self-empowerment, for like for ego desires, whatever, however you want to word it. I don't want to say good and bad. Selfish, harming others to gain success, whereas we do a win-win-win situation where everyone else wins. There's no need for sacrifice when you're dealing with source God. And so, yeah, as long as we stay stuck with our sexual traumas or traumas in general, it could allow entities to continuously feed on us. When India was taken over, apparently the occupiers went straight for the Tantra temples. These were like ancient, how to empower yourself with the gift that God gave us, the universe gave us, the gift of pleasure, the gift of orgasm. And, you know, even ankient Egypt, they had the Ankh, which meant during the point of orgasm, you circulate that amazing, powerful, creative energy back into your body. And they would do it in temples, and they did it in a sacred way. All of that tried to get wiped out. Why did they go after the tantric temples as soon as they got there? Because that's like the source of, if you want to defeat your enemy, if you want to defeat the person you're attacking, go to the part that hurts the most, right? So sexual energy, and through religion, it's been distorted, and there's guilt associated, and then guilt is the heaviest emotion, and now we can't even enjoy all the hardships of planet Earth, and we can't even enjoy this like moment of bliss and orgasm and release and pleasure. So I think between that, and then when you look at money, every Hollywood movie that, and maybe it's worldwide, but definitely every Hollywood movie that shows a character that has a lot of money, for the most part, they're conniving, they're evil, they hoard their money. There's no positive subconscious archetypes about a healthy, wealthy, spiritual multimillionaire, billionaire. Like that's on purpose, because these guys want to make sure we stay stuck in poverty. Because if we truly allow ourselves to have infinite abundance on all levels, including financial abundance, freedom, and empowerment, imagine the world we can create. We can go up to the presidents and go, hey, you know what? All this, you know, all the stuff in the foods, we don't want that anymore. Just like Monsanto goes up to them and says, hey, we want to start genetically manipulating food. Here's some money. Shut up. We're going to do what we want to do. So just to use an extreme example, but why not? Like, why can't we be the ones creating a spiritual Facebook or a spiritual technology that can heal us, instead of having stuff injected in our brains? Like, for everything dark out there that came from dark sources, there's light solutions that we all have. We're all this, each one of us is the solution to one of Earth's biggest problems. So this program was birthed to heal those two big traumas on our planet: money blocks. So when we clear all our money blocks, we can thrive financially, have more money, feel more empowered, live where, you know, go where we want to go, invest in the things, have better health. And with our sexual empowerment, it's the most powerful creative energy. We can use that to birth healing programs, do more healing sessions, create more content, create our own summits, create our own podcasts, create music, whatever it is. It's creative energy, right? Creative, to create from the creator. So it's no wonder that it was attacked.
Totally makes sense. And I was going to say that too, that sexual energy is that creative potential energy for us to create. And it's not just about the creation, but it's also about the connection to the divine, right? Connection to creator, to spirit. It is all based on that. And so if we're being, you know, I don't like to use these words myself, but if we have been attacked by weaker forces, et cetera, entities, et cetera, it's not pleasant, right? And you sometimes, it's so insidious, you don't even notice it or recognize it until much later, right? And sometimes it's those niggling little thoughts that you sometimes have, but that are related to the sexual trauma or are related to your money blocks, right?
Yes, because if that trauma happened, I've seen a video where a lion was about to attack a gazelle, and then it stopped, and then the gazelle just like shook its body and shook the trauma out. But unfortunately, these entities do it in a way where it lasts. It's like, yeah, how can we create a trauma that lasts, maybe not even just all this lifetime, but many lifetimes? And when I studied history and the people they were torturing, those torturing devices they had in Europe were so evil. I really believe, and I got the download, that they were inspired by demonic beings, because the torturing, if you guys believe in past lives, That was us. We were the threat, right? So the torture they experienced in that lifetime, it not only affected them in that lifetime to stay hiding their powers, but the souls who experienced those traumas in this lifetime till now, many lifetimes later, still afraid. And that's majority of my clients are women who identify as being hunted down and called witches and whatnot. And they're really closet healers. So half of my work is bringing them out of the closet to feel safe to be in their power, because there's a very deep rooted, it's not safe to be seen. And when you look at your life, how can you tell if you're one of those people when you look at your childhood and you see, oh my God, every time I wanted to be my genuine self or spoke my truth or was in my power, if bad things happened, you know, from childhood, it's a great indication of what happened in our ancestral lineage or past lives.
Mm-hmm. And it's also a pattern that you can recognize in your life of all those times when you were feeling like, okay, I can do this. This is what I want to do. And then suddenly hell breaks loose and you're like, can't even focus on it. I mean, it's happened to me many times. That's why I'm saying that, like, I can see that, you know, every time I was at a point where it's like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this and do this. Hell breaks loose. And then I have to focus on something else, somebody else, you know, whatever. Right. And so that is part of the way that they are keeping us from shining our light, from sharing our gift, yeah, from being more empowered. You know, even though we always say we are sovereign and we are empowered beings of light, we are, but these things do affect us. And like I said, sometimes we don't realize it until, you know, much later, but there's no judgment there. There's no judgment
there.
Anybody.
You're right. So many people are like, even me, when I look back, I was like, oh, that was abuse. Like, a lot of times when we've experienced abuse, we're not even, so two things. One, a lot of abuse survivors or thrivers, I call them, we're not even aware what we experienced was abuse.
Yeah.
It became normalized. And then two, my experience is, and maybe I'm not alone here, I'd love to hear if anyone else had that, but it was a visitation by an entity when I was a kid at age 4, and it did something with my sexual kundalini activation, which got me overly sexualized at a very young age and was feeding off of my energy at a very young age. So that's a multidimensional trauma, and the root of it is not even in the physical. And so you would know you have that problem when you have a hard time sleeping, you need to keep a light on, you're afraid of the dark. Like, if you hear a tiny little sound, you snap out of your sleep. Those are symptoms of having some kind of trauma at nighttime specifically, or if you have recurring nightmares that keep happening, that's a good indication. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So, so we know that, you know, the sex and money, sexual trauma and lack of money are connected, because, you know, sexual trauma happens in the sacral chakra, which is all about relationships and money and energy, right? And money is an energy, and it's a relationship to money and to life and living, right?
Yes, I love how you connected that. Yeah, I feel like I did this one audio where we went through every chakra and connected it to money, like, in, you know, connecting to source, getting those downloads of what to do, following our intuition with money, being seen for our authenticity with money. Heart, it was about like feeling worthy and receiving. But you're right. You're right. It's a lot of us are great with the higher ones, and with the lower ones, especially sacral. Almost every session I do, it's women and emotions, and it's in the sacral chakra. The womb stores a lot of trauma, ancestral trauma, collective trauma. So that's the area to focus on for sure. And when we bring it back into its divine blueprint, it's amazing how, wow, you know, I can enjoy life more. The other day, I got a lady telling me for the first time, she looked at her reflection and she like smiled and saw her beauty, whereas normally she could barely look at her own reflection in the mirror.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but, you know, and this is what happens to us, right? We go into these judgments of ourselves, and sometimes these judgments are what these dark forces are bringing up into our minds, right? These judgments about ourselves, about our life, about our capacities, about our purpose, blah, blah, blah. Anything negative, I always say, anything that's negative, it's not yours,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I just did a session with a couple who are on the Christian path, but they're like open-minded, spiritual conscious, and Christian, and they're doing great work. They're creating like an online type of church. And what I love, what came through as a download during the session, like I channeled it, was those are lies, right? So Shefali, you were just saying, if we want to get our healing out there, and then thought says, who are you to get the healing out? Like, you know, that's a lie. It's not a truth. So we got to, in some Christian scriptures, they say like Satan is lies, right? So we have to call out the lies in our own mind, because there's a station of our mind, a radio station that's all based on lies. And you can catch it sometimes. It goes, who are you to do this? But the truth is, who are you not to do this? You know, the lie will say, how can you charge money for something spiritual? You know, that's the lie. The truth is, you can be spiritual and financially abundant and rewarded for your gifts. So there's all these lies. There's a list of lies that we hear. And if we give into them, we lose the spiritual warfare. If we challenge them and override them, we win in spiritual warfare. And it starts right here in our minds. And that's not even including dark entities. It just includes our own. It's just one dimension. It's our own mind, our own self-talk. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so important to monitor our self-talk, and not, and I will say, don't believe everything you think. You know, like we all say, don't believe everything you see and hear on the internet. Well, don't believe everything in your mind either, you know, because it's not all yours and it's not all empowering. Okay, so we have some people with their hands raised. I want to do both. I want to continue the conversation. I want to take some questions. And then you're going to do a process or activation,
yes,
or something,
I'll do
right?
As well. Doing at the end. I can even share. Yeah, I will.
Yeah, awesome. All right, so Tanya, you want to unmute yourself? And like I said, let's keep our stories short.
Yeah, Tatiana, all I need to know is, what one area would you like to focus on?
Are you having a hard time, Tanya? All right, we'll come back to you. We'll go to Gail. Gail, you want to unmute yourself?
There you go.
Hi, Tatiana, we're back.
And Tariq, how are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. Gail, can we get right back to you?
Oh, she's back on now?
Yeah,
yeah, she's back. Yeah. Yeah, we'll come back. All right, go ahead, okay. Tanya, unmute.
I'm very sorry. My phone just disconnected me somehow.
No problem. Tatiana, how can I help you today? What one area would you like to focus on?
Whatever you were talking about, everything clicks with me. I mean, I was afraid of dark, and I was always light sleeper. So any little noise and I would wake up. And it was since I can remember myself. And the same like Alara said, every time I wanted to start my YouTube channel, you know, something happened either in my family.
Tatiana, the block we want to focus on is sleeping or getting yourself out there. What one area do you want support with today?
No, well, it must have been child trauma. So if
some child trauma.
Yes, yeah. If you can see any child trauma, I would like to release it. Or at
and
least
it's connected
some of
to your sleep and connected to getting yourself out
my
there,
sleep,
right?
Is, yeah, very, very not good.
Okay. And just one more question, Tatiana. We'll definitely get to the root of it and hold space for you to clear it. So finish the sentence. I'm afraid of being seen because?
Because people will judge me.
So afraid of judgment, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And with the sleep, it's safety, right? The main emotion is not feeling safe, right?
Maybe. It is fear. I don't
fear.
Know. I think I had a lot of fear when I was a child.
Okay.
And I think probably I have it still. Not that I fear it consciously, but...
Subconscious. And Tatiana, do you use the word source, God, or universe? What word do you use?
Source, God, or universe, all three, I don't mind, really.
Okay, Tatiana, starting now, I invite you to close your eyes, go within.
Bless you.
Anyone else
Thank
listening
you.
On the call, if you'd like to receive it, you can also say yes. Tatiana, starting now, would you like an infinity healing for source to connect to you to help integrate your inner child? Would you like that?
Yes, please, yes.
Would you like an infinity healing to alchemize the fears, alchemize the fear of being seen, the fear of being judged, the fear of not feeling safe? Would you like to alchemize that?
Yes, please. Yes.
We'd like an infinity healing to clear the fears, the beliefs, the emotions that are connected to this trauma.
Yes, please. Yes.
And we'd like an infinity healing to be able to have a deep, restful sleep while feeling safe and protected and empowered, and also feeling safe to get yourself out there sharing your gifts and abilities. Would you like that?
Yes, please. I do.
And Tatiana, if you imagine yourself now getting yourself out there, putting a video, what feels different inside of your body?
Sorry, say it again.
If you were imagining right now, we finish this call and you go on YouTube and you're creating a video and you're putting yourself out there, how does it feel in your body if you were doing that right now?
Well, it feels okay. Still feel a little bit scared in my chest, like solar plexus.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So would you like an infinity healing for Source to locate where those fears are, where what's the root of them, what stemmed there, where does it all stem from, and to transmute all of it and replace it with empowerment and replace it with safety? Would you like that?
Yes, please.
And if you imagine now yourself talking in front of 100 people, sharing your healing, how does that feel?
It feels much better.
Excellent, Tatiana. Good job.
Please
let
you.
Us know how things unfold for you, okay?
Yes, thank you so much, Tarek. Thank you, Lara. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanya. All right. And so again, just for everybody, if you would like these infinity healings, please say yes. So we're not going to get to everybody. So, you know, please be willing to receive from the people that are going to get a chance to ask their question. We can all receive. Like I just received from that one because it's like, I know I can definitely relate to that. So I'm going to say yes, right? So you can also say yes, okay? And please do. I had one really quick question, Tarek, before we go to Gail, okay?
Yes.
So Tanya was just talking about, like, she's not sure. It didn't sound like she was sure that she had childhood trauma. Most of us have some sort of childhood trauma. We normally, I think, know that we do, but sometimes, you know, we might not remember, right?
Yes. 100%. And that was my story. Is only 4 years ago, I was working with a psychic and a past life regression therapist and a muscle tester. It was two different women practitioners. And they both told me around in the same 30 days, they both said, what happened to you when you were four? I was like, I moved from Jordan. We moved to Dubai when I was a kid. Maybe that was a trauma. They were like, no. And they started muscle testing. Was it a human? I was like, no one in my family harmed me. They were like, while you were sleeping, they got yes. They're like, who was in your family? I was like, no one in my family harmed me when I was sleeping 100%. And then we kept investigating. And then she got, oh, not human. It's a non-human that affected you. So my story, the reason I'm sharing it is to let you guys know 100%. Some of us don't even know. There's so many things. Like, imagine, Shefali, imagine having to track everything that happened to you every night when you went to sleep.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't watched the movie Monsters, Inc., watch it, but watch it like a documentary showing us what's happening in the entity world. They're coming in portals. They're scaring the baby. They're taking our energy as fear. So even one nightmare, Shefali, is enough for us to say that was childhood trauma.
Okay. Good. I just wanted to, you know, put this caveat out there that just because we don't remember per se, or just because
very
we,
good point.
You know, like
the mind suppresses
sure,
it. Yeah, if I it's mean, so intense, the mind will suppress it for your own safety. And it makes it trickier because I've dated women who've had that subconsciously suppressed. And it's like this thing that would keep coming up. And it's like we couldn't help it because it's hiding. It doesn't want to show itself. So it's suppressed. It's buried in the subconscious. And it does require us to have that warrior spirit to go, I'm gonna go into the basement.
Yeah, exactly. But I just don't want people to suddenly just keep asking the same question, like, oh, do I have childhood trauma? I don't remember my childhood. Do I have childhood trauma? Like, we all do, right? But it doesn't mean that it's
spectrum,
all sexual trauma. It doesn't
Everyone's
mean it's all physical
spectrum.
Trauma. Yeah. Okay, so just...
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be many different things. And
100%. And 100%, this one everyone has, I believe. It's 333 here. If you cried out and you wanted mom to be there, mom wasn't there. Unless you had a mom who was there with you 24/7, there must have been a moment where you cried, you wanted mom, you wanted dad, and they weren't there for you. Immediately abandonment is created. So we're all.
I mean, that happened to me even when I was older, you know. So I was like, definitely, you know. But yeah, for sure. And that's the thing. It's like even that is considered trauma, right? Because we had a need that was not being fulfilled at that time,
Yeah, and when you
right?
look at nature, Shefali, because the matrix created that mom has to go to work. At least back in the days, it was only dad went to work, but now the matrix westernized, mom and dad are both gone to work. But when you look at nature, I had a cat come into my home, give birth to kittens. She didn't have to go to work. Those kids didn't have her kittens didn't have abandonment issues because mom was right there the whole time. That is nature. That's the natural way. So we're going back to those natural ways, a healthier way to do things.
And last thing about this is that please don't equate trauma with abuse. Okay, those are two different things, right? So when people say to me, talk to me about it, it's like, no, I was not abused. I did not have abuse, but I've had lots of trauma. I mean, I've had abuse too, but that's different. Like my parents did not abuse me. My siblings did not abuse me. My ex husband did, but that's a different story, right? So there's a difference between abuse and trauma. Did I feel neglected? Yes, but that was trauma. I was not abused. That's my thing anyway. Maybe it's my thing. Maybe
Great
it's
point,
just my thing.
Shefali. Great
I don't
point.
like the word,
Great
because
point. Thank you.
I
Thanks
know
for
what
that
my
discussion.
relationship is with my parents, and they're like loving beyond belief and supportive beyond belief. And so, no, they did not abuse me, but there was some
Trauma.
unmet needs for sure, right?
Makes sense.
Which is normal. Which is normal. All right, Gail, I'm not going to talk about
Thanks,
my
Shefali.
childhood because just wanted to
Hi,
share that. Hi,
Shefali,
Gail.
Zarik, how are
Hi.
you? I'm well.
Good.
I know I've had trauma, and it's about 3 and 4, ages 3 and 4. This is where you experience these things. I used to have dreams about snakes, right?
Okay.
Mean snakes, because my sister and I slept together, so they would
Yeah.
encircle the bed. It was just
Okay.
like, whoa. Anyway, but I
Okay.
don't want to get into the trauma. I now I can look at snakes and feel the
Yeah.
love and feel the colors and how beautiful they are and
Got it.
whatnot.
But you feel
But
that's a poor trauma, right, Gail?
pardon?
You feel that that's the area you want to focus on, something to do with
No,
those
my thing is
snakes.
really about being seen.
Being seen. Okay, I'm afraid of being seen, Gail, because.
Because I'm so used to working behind the scenes and seeing
So
everyone's
it's, but
self,
it's not
and
safe
that's
to be
what gives it.
seen because, or when I'm seen, what's just finish the sentence. When I'm seen, I'm afraid of being seen because.
First
I may
answer.
like
it too
and it's not safe
much.
to like it too much because.
Because then you're ridiculed.
Okay, so fear of judgment, right? What were you
It's
saying,
judgment.
Shefali?
No, I was just trying to get her to say the first thing that came into her mind instead of thinking about it,
Yes, that's how it works. Thank you. Yeah, perfect. So fear of judgment. And Gail, clear your mind. What's the first thing that pops up when we ask the question? Where did this all stem from? Could be something from childhood, something with mom or dad. Where did you learn fear of judgment?
Childhood.
And was it a specific memory?
Yeah, I used to dance, and everyone used to tell me I was too skinny.
Okay, there we go. So we come into this world for the most part powerful ambassadors of the divine love and divine empowerment, and we were taught things that we're choosing to hold us back. But the opportunity today, Gail, is to unlearn that and remember that it is safe. Not only is it safe to dance and be yourself and get yourself out there, guess what? It's also safe to be judged. It's safe.
It's safe.
Yeah. So my only 2 cents about that, Gail, is when you decide you're going to play in the arena where you're being seen, now you're in the middle of like a coliseum where other people have taken the journey out of the seats into the arena. It once you make it to the arena, it doesn't matter what someone sitting down is saying because they didn't have the guts to get to the arena. So I don't listen to the people sitting down. The only people I want to listen to are my peers. My peers are other people who have taken that big step to play in the arena. Does that make sense?
It does.
Right? So if anyone says things, hey, where are you putting yourself out there? No? Okay. I don't need your advice. Thank you very much. Right? Okay. So, Gail, would you like an infinity healing for Source God Universe to connect to you, clear the beliefs, fears, emotions, root traumas, wherever they stem from, that are in the way of you shining your brilliance, shining your authenticity, speaking your truth, dancing, expressing, being your authentic self? Would you like to alchemize all those traumas? Would you like an infinity
yes.
healing for it? And would you like to replace it with self-acceptance, feeling safe to be seen, safe to express, and even safe to have people's egos judge? Because that's what the ego does, it judges, that's its job. So would you like to feel safe regardless of all of that?
Yes.
Great. Galen, if you can close your eyes and imagine yourself a month from today getting yourself out there in a way you might have been afraid to, how does that feel inside of your being in this moment if you were putting yourself out there?
Little nervous, but I'm out here already, and I see myself on the stage. I see myself dancing. My inner child is dancing with me, and we are having a good time, regardless.
Beautiful. Excellent. And let this healing continue working its, working with you till it's clear. Beautiful. So,
thank
Gail, that's it.
So much, Shefali, Tariq, thank you.
My
thank
pleasure,
you, Gail.
Let's know how things shift for you, okay?
Love and blessings, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Gail.
Bye, thank you, Gail.
See those dances.
And I just have to say, people are going to judge. People are going to judge. Just accept it. People judge me still all the time. I don't get nasty emails very much anymore, thank God, but people still judge, and it's okay. My voice still cracks every time I do these shows for some reason. I still do the shows, okay? So I remember a long time ago, somebody had said to me, or somebody said, if those people that are judging you are not paying your bills, you don't have to listen to them. And my thing is like, well, even if they are paying my bills, I'm still not going to listen to them. I'm still going to do what it feels right for me. But they don't, but you know, people are going to judge anyways, right? So don't let their judgment stop you from shining and being you. Like, you're not here for them, you're here for you.
Yeah, and you can all, I love that, Shefali, and I love your voice, like exactly how it is. I love it. Like, it just warms up my heart, just hearing your voice exactly how it is right now, because that's exactly how I remember it. So it just, that's all that matters to my soul. But for example, let's use that example. So someone, first of all, it's not the person, it's the mind, their own ego. But really, you got to like put a Google ego translate. So if someone's saying, Shefali, your voice, you know, changes in the summit, and it doesn't sound like, you know, it feels like it needs whatever. If you Google translate, if you ego spiritually Google translate that, they're saying, wow, Shefali, it's amazing how you can do all these summits and be seen and heard. And even if your voice is not at its 100% perfection, I admire that. I'm jealous of that. I'm envious of that. I wish I could do the same. That's really what
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. You all should be doing that, right? So any judgments that are coming your way, just do that ego translate. I love that. That is so wonderful. It's like, yes, yes, yes. And, you know, and then keep going.
Yeah.
I always say this, then keep going. Cool.
It's
don't
never
stop.
Personal.
Just,
yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, we owe it to ourselves mostly to do what we came here to do. And that just means live your life. And I know someone's going to suddenly say, well, I don't know what I'm here to do. Live your life. In every single moment, whenever you have a desire or an impulse to do something, do it. Right.
Yeah.
But don't let anybody else or anything else stop you. And so, you know, we'll talk about me and my voice some other time. So,
but Shefali, all those people, the haters, the people criticizing, again, majority of them are sitting down on their butts, on the seats, on the sidelines. So
exactly.
We shouldn't be listening to them anyways.
Yeah, exactly. They're not playing the game. They're just watching from the sidelines, right? Yeah, I agree. So how can we now experience indefinite success and empowerment on all levels? I think most of us would like success in different areas of our lives, right? But generally, we would like to feel like we are succeeding in life instead of, you know, there are moments when we feel like we're sliding back, right? So we want to be thriving and succeeding in everything that we do and have and be.
Yeah. The first thing... like for me, the journey was in gaining confidence. And for me, it's about what are the things that I'm terrified of doing. And one of my mentors told me, if you can do one thing every day that scares you, your life will change. So I would write that down. What's one thing I can do every day or once a week or once a month that I'm afraid of? And then the medicine I bring to the table, again, if I knew everyone's astrologies, I can tell you guys what your superpower is. But mine is an Aries medicine, which is do first, think later, like do it first. And I was reflecting today on my journey. I was like, YouTube, I don't know how to do YouTube. Went on YouTube, how to start a YouTube channel, done. Just, I was figuring it out as I was going. And I think that level of adaptability, the level of having that inner child, I can do anything. I can learn it, you know, like this is what I want to do. Okay, I'll build it and figure it out as I go. Having that faith, having that level of excitement. Ooh, something new, something exciting. Because the ego is like, oh my God, it's the unknown. I'm terrified. The inner child's like, ooh, new journey into the unknown. Anything can happen, right? So it's two, same thing, two different lenses. And in scripture, it says you can't enter heaven unless you're in a childlike state or something like that in the Bible. And I love that. And now I love that expression because it truly means like that place of innocence, that place of wonder, that place of exploration. And so my steps are take those actions. Again, this works for me as an Aries. Do, like get the video out, get on a podcast, get on a telesummit. Okay, create a telesummit, create a podcast, get on other podcasts. It's just like a lot of inspired action. And I feel I'm here to help bridge in the spiritual community, the healers and this like business world where there's marketing and social media. I'm also here to bridge like heal spirituality and financial abundance. And I'm also here to bridge the beautiful divine feminine with that healthy divine masculine that's there, having that healthy structure and taking inspired action. So that's what I would say is,
yeah,
just do it.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's the thing. Just do it. Don't wait for perfection. Don't wait for everything to be perfect. Just do and keep doing and then keep tweaking and keep redoing and whatever. But just start. A lot of people wait. It's like, I have to get it right. It's like, no. Again, if you're saying I want to get it right, it's because you're afraid of judgment.
Exactly.
Right? People are going to judge you that it's not perfect. It's not ready yet. It's not good enough or whatever.
Yeah.
Again, they're not playing the game. You know, they're not in the
action.
Arena.
Yeah,
they're just watching. So
yeah,
perfect. Thank you.
I love that, Shefali. Take imperfect action, like purposely give yourself permission. Excuse me, to take imperfect. I'm clearing someone's throat chakra.
Must be mine.
There we go. And also, I was going to say, Shefali, about that throat thing. For all we know, you've lived a million lifetimes, and each lifetime, the dark forces slit your throat. For example, let's say, right?
That is definitely true. I have had visions where I saw that my head cut off. I've seen a scar on the back of my neck in visions and stuff. So definitely.
So there you go. And yet still, you're still putting yourself out there. You're still facing that fear. On some level, some part of you is like, Shefali, they could hang us again. Don't do it. But the fact that you're still showing up, even with that memory, soul memory on some level, that's how we win this spiritual warfare. Is you feel the fear and you still take action.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So, you know, I'm definitely one of those action takers as well. And for me, whenever I feel stuck, I take action. That's the best way for me to get out of the stuckness, take action of some sort. So just do something. So Christina, you want to unmute yourself? Do you have a question for Tarek?
Yes, sure. Do I need to put my camera on? Or is not mandatory?
I think so. Tarek, okay. Do you need to see Christina?
Not at all.
I should feel. Okay, let me do that.
Hey. Yeah. Hi, Christina. Perfect. How can I help you today? What?
So I'm, you know, by listening to your discussion and everything is like, I was like a self-talk with my mind. It's like you listening. It's like I'm talking this kind of discussion I have in my mind, everything what you spoke and what you said. So in my case, it's about putting myself out there, you know, building my website. So I'm trying to do this like for several months. I'm just working with clients, but only for friends, family recommendation. And
Got
it's
it.
Amazing.
So, we call it a closet healer. Does that resonate?
Yeah.
closet door. No judgment. It just shows where you're at in your journey. That's all, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So you're in good hands.
This. Yes.
Yeah. So let's play that game, Christina. I'm afraid of getting out there because.
Yeah, I already, while you were working with others, in my case, it's about not being safe, being punished, persecuted. It's like they will punish me or persecute me. They will catch me or something like that.
Got it.
They will see me and they will catch me because I have to stay hidden. Yes.
Okay. And that sounds very past life for you, right? Don't you agree?
Yes. Yes, I know. I'm working and that still
unless
works.
The Vatican was coming after you as a kid.
Yes. So it feels like that someone is like kind of hunting me, even if I work on myself through lots of regressions and they were kind of chasing me. I was running a lot, hiding through different kind of family lines, blood lines, hiding myself.
That's great. And what's your heritage?
What do you mean?
Like your nationality.
In Europe, Romanian.
Romanian, okay, yeah.
It's so, close to Hungary, yeah.
Hungary. A lot of persecution there.
Yeah, communist,
Man, before the Catholic Church and Islam and all these, you know, there's beautiful religions, but also before that, there were so many of us as old souls. We were one with nature, one with the universe, and you know, we were persecuted and called witches and all sorts of stuff. But there was a time where, you know, we were truth seekers and we wrote beautiful, you know, empowering spiritual knowledge, and it's all been persecuted. So we all have that. Okay. So Christina, would you like an infinity healing for Source God Universe to clear any the root trauma of why you don't feel safe, to clear the beliefs, the fears, the emotions, and the root trauma?
Let's do it. That's why I'm here.
That's right. And would you like Source God Universe to alchemize those traumas, to show your mind and show your ego, show your inner child, show all parts of you that is now safe for you to get yourself out there being seen and all the great things that will happen when you do that? Would you like that?
Yes, of course.
And would you like an infinity healing to override the program, even if some part of you says, but wait, Christina, they might come after us? Would you like an infinity healing to override that program with faith, with empowerment, with trust, with inspired action? Would you like that?
I would like that, yes.
And Christina, if you close your eyes and you imagine yourself right now, you're about to you're a guest on Shefali's next series, and you're presenting in front of the world and you're sharing healing. How does it feel?
I see myself very different, meaning it's like my gifts, and I'm not afraid to show myself, like the weirdness, right? How I'm supposed to work and heal people. It's kind of, yes. I have to find my uniqueness, like each one of us, of course, we need to find our, but in my case, yeah, I'm seeing being me,
yes,
being funny, being goofy, being weird. So it's fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your unique expression.
Yes.
And no resistance, no fears in your body?
At this point, no, I don't see that.
Perfect. Perfect. Excellent. Let's all celebrate that. Christina, good job.
Awesome, Christina. Good.
Let us know.
That helps all
Thank
of
you.
Us.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Good. Awesome.
I didn't hope it'd be so fast, but thank you.
Yeah. That was great.
Thank you for that. I wanted to speak on that real quick, Shefali. So a lot of people are like, I shared this on Facebook the other day. I literally had a lady who has a big summit, and she stopped inviting me because she didn't believe that the miracles I was sharing and the testimonials. She's like, I don't want you back, and I don't even believe that these testimonials are true. So I didn't do a one-on-one with her like I did with you, Shefali. So she didn't have the one-on-one experience. But
yeah.
To speak to that, if anyone doesn't believe you, like, because everyone on this call, there's before and after. Think about it. When we came into this world, let's say we didn't have the trauma of being judged, like I think it was Gail with the dancing or something like that. Before she was laughed at or judged for the dancing, before that she had no problem dancing, right? But in one split second receiving that judgment, it created a trauma. So if it took 1 second to store a trauma or create a story that says it's not safe to dance and be myself, why can it not take a few seconds for us to let go of that story? So that's all we're doing here. I don't like the word healing, but we're remembering that it's safe. We're remembering We're taking back our power and remembering that it is safe, because at some point we forgot that it's safe, or we bought into the lie that says it's not safe. So that's all we're doing.
I love that because, you know, normally people, speakers, guests, normally people say, well, you know, we've had this belief for so long, so we can't just get rid of it in one second, right? But the thing is, you know, just like you said, there is actually no time anyway. So why does something have to take a long time? It doesn't. It's an instantaneous thing once you accept it and say, yes, this makes total sense to me. Like, why would I keep holding on to this belief? I'm letting it go. I'm healing this. I'm changing my vibration and frequency. I'm not resonating with that anymore. Done.
Yeah.
Right? And that's it. Yeah. That's how fast it can be. Yeah. Right? It doesn't have to take a long, long time.
Yeah.
Right? We sometimes continue to, you know, to take a longer time because we keep looking at it, feeling into it, thinking about it, etc. But in reality, it doesn't have to. Once you've had the aha and you've made the decision, I'm done. I'm done with that. Like, yeah, that's gone.
In the now moment. It,
exactly. Yes. Yeah. Good.
Thanks, Shefali.
All right. So we still have. I mean, I'll be honest. It took me a long time for one area to be healed. So I was holding on to it. I was holding on to the story, etc. Yeah. So no judgment.
And there's safety in holding on to it, but we've got to the point now where we know we need to let it go. It's toxic. It's killing us on the inside. Yeah.
So how to heal?
24 minutes left.
I know. So how to heal from sexual and money traumas? Did we talk about that?
How do we heal from sexual and?
And money traumas.
Yeah. So I would say.
I mean, yes, we're doing what we're doing right now, but what
100%
else?
Showing up to calls like this, listening to the replays. For me, step one with money, my first baby step was to imagine money as a person. Just close your eyes for now. Imagine money as a celebrity, someone everyone knows. Very popular, influential, powerful, abundant. And so step one is to write a story to money. So for the sake of that exercise, how does money look like to you? You can put in the comments. And you can open up your eyes now. And the home play is to write a letter. My first letter to money was, I'm really sorry. Like when I grew up in Dubai, there's a lot of people with not a lot of money and a lot of people with lots of money. And I always sided with the underdog, and I always assumed people who had lots of money were like evil and power tripping and abusive. And so I shrunk myself because of that. And so I wrote a letter to money. I said, I'm really sorry I judged you. I'm sorry I judged people who have a lot of money. I would like for us to become friends now. I know you're a good person, and I know if we hang out, we'll have fun and we could do really great things together. So my baby step for money healing is to write a letter to money, and like really as if you had a bad relationship with, you know, someone from your past, and then through that letter you're healing that relationship and saying, moving forward, I'd love us, you know, to be better friends. I want to spend more time with you. Let's do great things together. So that's one thing. And then I mean the easiest thing is invest in someone who can help you pinpoint the core blocks of the sexual trauma, of the money trauma, and really get to the root of the root of the root of the root of the root. Let's not waste our time talking about it, you know, just working on the surface. Let's get right to the root and clear it once and for all. So in this call would be the program that we're going to talk about. Show up to Shefali's summit and listen to other speakers. But there's also this inner work. Like every person is going to be different. What do I need to do with money? Like I listened to one of my mentors. He literally spent 20 years studying every book about money and wealth and banks and prosperity. You know, so one option is do it the long, hard way where you go through that journey, or find someone who's already where you are wanting to be and have them give you the cheat codes to fast track you on your evolution. And with sexual trauma, both of those are ongoing. With sexual trauma, it would be like, okay, let me write down, what are my limiting beliefs? What are my fears around sexuality? What are my emotions connected to sexuality? There's a lot of guilt and shame stuck there. And then one by one, just like alchemizing them. You know, you can do different rituals to like transmute stuff in a fire, or, you know, in the ocean, or I like to be in nature when I'm like letting go of things.
I like the fire myself. That works well for me for
Yeah.
doing
What's your sun
clearings and
sign,
releasing.
Shefali?
So my sun sign is Pisces. I know
Pisces, that's
I
right.
should be liking the ocean, but I like to burn away the trauma. But
Good, good, good. I love it.
Yeah, it
Okay.
works. And so my money avatar guy was Hugh Jackman. It's the first,
Okay.
celebrity famous person. Like it's that I've loved
Wolverine.
him forever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah.
I just love him. I've always loved him. Anyways, okay.
Oh, Gail thinks she's a Pisces too. Amazing, amazing. My moon's in Pisces, but my sun is in Aries, and I think it's important for my role to have both masculine, feminine, fire
Yeah,
and
there you
spirit.
go.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so
So,
we're gonna take a moment and talk about the package. So
yeah, and
one,
then
so I'm
I'll
gonna
do
share
the
my
most
screen.
powerful group healing we've ever experienced after that.
Exactly. That's what we're waiting for. Hopefully you can see this. One second. What are you seeing? Yes, you should be able to
Yes.
see that. So there's seven modules, right? And the
Yes.
package is $97, and there's a payment plan available. Of course, if you are an Inner Circle member, please do use your gift code. So, okay, so Tariq,
Well, I
let's
want
talk
to speak
about
on the
this.
regular value, Shefali, real quick. We literally had a client right now say they couldn't pay the 888, and they're working out a monthly payment plan for that. So we didn't pull that out of nowhere. That's how much people pay for that for this program. So you guys are getting a really special, special deal.
So there's seven modules. So these are recordings, right? Not live.
Yes. Usually an hour long, and it's a we co-birthed it myself, who for 15 years of my life mission and purpose has been helping spiritual women and men with financial blocks. And then I partnered up with Dr. Tiana, who her life work for the last 15 plus years, 20 plus years, is helping women with sexual trauma. So we pooled both our resources, both our life work, and birthed this program for you guys.
Awesome. I love it. And
Yeah.
there's a lot of healing in this program, right? So we're talking about integrating the shadow. And a lot of people don't want to work with the shadow, but it's so important, right?
So important. And I just re-listened to it. I went through the whole program myself, and I just re-listened to it again, and I got another download for my shadow. It's like this wild wolf, and before it would like control me, and now, like with a dog, I have it on a leash, and I decide when to take it for a walk. Not it doesn't control me, I control it. And we also use the metaphor of the basement of your house. Like we go inside the basement, we clean it up, we tidy it up, we feng shui it. And we're instead of being like, don't go into the basement when guests come, we're like, after the healing, it's like, please come to the basement. I want to show you what I did with my shadow, and you're proud of it, and
Right.
it's integrated. Yeah.
Nice. I love that. And then the second module is owning your value.
Again, number one thing I hear from all my clients that I mentor is I don't want to charge for my healing. I don't want to charge for my gifts. And so we go from that to like knowing how valuable your time is, your energy, the lifetimes for some of us of mastering our craft, our gifts. So and then that's how, for example, one of my clients last month, we did one session, and then we focus on this module, owning your value. And she called her first call. She's like, let me call this couple. They want to work with me for relationships. She never had a package before, never charged this much before. And she sold them basically 1,000 a month for 6 months. They committed by owning her value. So she went from doing these like one-off sessions or bartering or pay what you can to by owning her value. Generating 6,000 from one call.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
And then healing your childhood trauma, sexual or other, which we've been talking a little bit about today.
Yeah, this what we did today times it by 100 and getting all the wisdom. So she's a Virgo. She has a lot of the powerful like tips, like on an intellectual level, what to do, steps and wisdom and golden nuggets, as well as healing. And then I also bring in the activation.
Awesome. And then clear all negative energies and entities.
Yeah, we talked a
That's
little
a
bit
big
about
one.
that, but we go right into the roots. Again, it's got to do with spiritual warfare, but when you reverse. So they, just like warfare, they hit you where it hurts the most. They hit us where it hurts the most. So we're just going to reverse the negative effects they did to us or our ancestors or past lives, if you believe in that. And we're left with the light body activation, the way, you know, where we're impenetrable in our sleep state, in our day-to-day confidence, empowerment, believing in our gifts, getting them out there with confidence, with belief.
Awesome. And then clearing the karma.
Again, a lot of times these things happen based on something from a past life, something from our ancestral lineage, and it just keeps getting passed down till we clear the karma, which is like learning the lessons, taking our power back, seeing it all from the highest perspective, and breaking the cycle, which includes mm-hmm. forgiving self and forgiving others. And then you just break it.
Yeah, forgiveness is a big part for sure. Yes. And then module 6 is be your empowered self.
Again, with traumas, on some level, in that moment when it happened, you gave away a big percentage of your divine power. And no wonder now we're like still in and out of victim consciousness and we're playing the blame game. And, you know, we're still giving our power away on some level. And by taking all your power back, you don't need to play the blame game or be a victim anymore. You own your power and you create your empowered reality. You don't need to. Well, those people who bring you down, it's because they didn't claim their power. When you claim your power, you don't need to bring anyone else down. You bring people up.
Yeah, absolutely. And then module 7 is living your purpose fully.
Yes. So again, once all of that is sorted, and a lot of people on the call today were saying closet healers or afraid of being seen. So that's what this is get yourself out there, connect with your authentic soul tribe, express your authentic self, share your gifts and talents in a bigger way, make a bigger difference, fully align with all that you're here to be and all that you're here to do. And when, you know, the number one thing when I ask my audience, like, what is your biggest fear, is that their time comes where they transition or die and they didn't live their purpose to the fullest. Mm-hmm. So this is dedicated to that very concept. And what I'm intending when you listen to that is when your time comes, you're like, I did everything I wanted to do and I'm ready. No regrets.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Absolutely. And now there's some wonderful video testimonials here. So please do take the time to.
Honestly, Shefali, I didn't collect these from the last 15 years. I'm literally like the first two are in the last 30 days. That's the one, Vanessa, she generated $6,000 after one session of owning her mm-hmm. value. Her partner above does body work. Again, that's like within the next last 30 days, made an extra $2,000 every month. Hillary, we spent like less than a whole hour, definitely like a quick call, and then within months you manifested a 10,000 launch. I love this story. Face painting, and then she claimed her gifts as a healer, and now she does murals in like huge murals, and she went from charging 50 to generating up to 10,000 from her gifts.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. And I love this. We cleared her shadow because, you know, that's something that we don't look at very often, right?
Yeah. And just speaking. Yeah. So it's just speaking specifically to that integrating your shadow module.
Yeah.
And yeah, she went from being stuck in bed, not being able to make any money to, you know, healing real, like getting out of bed, healing miraculously and helping others heal. So she, in a very short amount of time, she went from I need to be healed to I'm healing others. Although we hopped on a call yesterday and she's back to being bedridden, but she invested in some one-on-one. So we're going to get her back. Lisha was like, I want to make 15K. We hit her goal within 30 days. And it was pretty consistent during the time we worked together. And she, not only is she the testimonial, she's the lady who's working with me in the program.
Mm-hmm.
So every one of these guys, when you hear them say, like, and so it is for me too. Like every time you see them, I like to go bless those people. And yes, universe, me too. Like I'm open to that as well. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So good for them and me too, universe, please. Yeah. So that would be great too. So if there's more testimonials there, please do check them out. Again, there's 7 modules, 7 recordings. We're $97 and there's a payment plan available. And of course, if you're an Inner Circle member, please use your gift code. So wonderful. Thank you, Tarek. It sounds like an amazing program. Lots of transformation from the people that have used this program, which is what we want to see. Huge. We want to see the transformation, right?
Yeah, huge. And with the Infinity Healing, you guys noticed Lindsay's here on the call. Lindsay, thanks for being here. And Lindsay, you're welcome to share your experiences with my work as well, if you'd like to, in the comments. But for me, I don't care about, I only care about results. Like I just want people to get the results, and I want them to get those results now. I don't want them to wait forever. 15 years ago, when I went to all these healers, I got into $30,000 of debt trying to get help. And I vowed to myself and to God and the universe, if anyone was ever to come to me and they were trying all these things everywhere else, that we would get the results on, like, when we work together in the easiest, fastest, most empowered way possible, because I wasn't, out of the frustration of me feeling like, is there any healer out there that can help me? So, and it's been like that ever since.
Good, good. And that's what I like to see. I like to see people having transformations and quickly. Like, I don't want to wait years, you know, and I want people to be helped as long as they're willing to do the work, right? So, and they're willing to receive the change. So now I know you're going to do an a process with us, a healing with us. And so what is our, you know, do we need an intention or do we just receive?
No, not at all. Not at all. Obviously there's so many people here with their hands up. I mean, feel free to go through the program. It's going to cover so much. Maybe we'll even, if we hit a certain amount of number of people signing up, we might add like a group call to help you guys specifically with anything specific, but this program is going to cover so much. Mm-hmm. For the group healing, I just invite you to get into a receptive state, whether you're lying down or sitting down comfortably. I just ask that your arms are open and receptive and your legs are uncrossed. It just allows the energy to flow in and what wants to let go, be let go of. And starting now, would you like an infinity healing for your inner child? Yes, for the inner child to feel whole, to feel complete, to feel safe, supported. Would you like that? Yes. Would you like an infinity healing for your core trauma? Yes, to alchemize that core trauma and bring it back into its divine blueprint. Would you like that? Yes. Would you like an infinity healing for empowerment, to take back the power you might have given away consciously or unconsciously and to use it to create your ultimate reality? Would you like that? Yes. Would you like an infinity healing to create healthy boundaries, to express your healthy boundaries, to be able to say yes when it feels 100% yes, and to be able to easily say no when it feels like a no? So to get into the habit of checking in, receiving the guidance, and easily, powerfully expressing it. Would you like that? Yes. And when you say the no, to say it with such empowerment that there's no need to justify why. Everyone's response should be, thank you for speaking your truth. And if they say anything other than that, it's coming from their ego. That's not your job to babysit their inner child. That's their job. So that's, again, a boundary. You can recreate a boundary for their how they respond. That's not my responsibility, how you took it. And you know, if someone's rejection comes up, we're responsible for that, right? If rejection came up for me, if someone told me no, do I bring them into my, you know, daycare for my inner child? No, I will go to the daycare of my inner child and take care of my inner child. So would you like an infinity healing to experience safety on all levels, to experience safety specifically in being seen for our true authentic self? Would you like that? Yes. Would you like an infinity healing for Source, God, Universe to clear everything in the way of you being able to experience feeling loved, feeling supported, feeling nourished, feeling nurtured, feeling cared for, and being connected to your ultimate soul family, soul tribe, soul mates? Would you like that? Yes. And would you like an infinity healing to get out of any scarcity, lack, survival, and go into thriving on all levels. There's more than enough of all that I need. All my needs are met. The universe is bending over backwards for all that I desire. And there's more than enough of all that I desire. Prosperity, consciousness. Would you like that? Yes. Would you like an infinity healing to be able to experience more energy, more vibrancy, better health, better relationships, more alignment with your ultimate life purpose, your passions, your career? Would you like that? Yes. And in every infinity healing, every time you do something for yourself, it actually goes out and blesses all our all space-time dimensions, our ancestral lineage, future generations, the collective. So starting now, would you like an infinity healing to bless our entire planet, bringing it back into its divine blueprint, alchemizing any less than love, energies, entities, hooks, attachments, spells, black magic, evil eye, jealousy, evil technologies? Would you like to alchemize all of that? And to help the whole, would you like an infinity healing to give permission to infinite beings of love and light that have the best interest of humanity to do all that they know to do that is for our highest good starting now? In all space-time dimensions now and forever, to bring our planet back into its divine blueprint, to bring every being back into its divine blueprint, to get us back in harmony with the divine plan. Would you like that? And to anchor in every now moment into the ultimate timeline that is for our highest good. Would you like that? And to take infinite inspired action when needed to make this happen. And to continuously get here to conclude, we're going to say, Source, God, Universe, please deepen our healings today. Include more than what we know to ask for so that this or something greater will happen. Help us manifest all our heart's desires so that we may be fulfilled on all levels. And continue to give us infinite intuitive nudges that get clearer and clearer to the point we can't help but acknowledge them and follow through on their guidance by taking fast, inspired action. May all beings know peace. May all beings know love. May all beings experience infinite freedom, empowerment, and sovereignty on all levels, now and forever. It is time. It is done. And we are grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so it is. And yeah, just tune in before we conclude. Ask your intuition. All I care is that you honor your heart and your intuition. Clear your mind. We ask your heart and your intuition, is this program for your highest good? And just tune into whatever you hear. And my intention is, as soon as you make your investment in this program, for those of you who are going to follow through, that all of that comes back to you a thousandfold, financially, spiritually, emotionally, on all levels, that this program basically pays for itself and that you get all of it back on all levels. And it's a no-brainer. And so it is. Whenever you're ready, you can open up your eyes, bring yourself back. 4:16. Shefali, there we go. You're rebooting the system with the yawns.
Lots of yawning, I have to tell you. Lots of yawning.
Good.
That. Thank you. How's everybody doing? Let us know in the chat how it was for you. I mean, if you're like me, you were probably yawning too. Some of you might have had tears as well. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brenda. Relaxing, awesome, good. Continue to receive, right? Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, good, happy, awesome. Thank you, Lindsay. And the feeling very blessed. Good, awesome, Cindy. Peaceful. Lots of yawning and tears. I knew there was gonna be some people that had tears. Yeah, good. But let it go. Just let it go and let it flow, right?
Let it go, let it flow.
Awesome.
Do you remember when I did nice. Some raps? Do you remember when I did some raps at your wedding? I love that.
Yes.
A highlight.
I remember my one of my cousins, she was clapping so hard and so loud. She, her hands were aching afterwards. It was just amazing. It was so much fun. So much fun.
Good times.
Feeling inspired. Good. So definitely, you guys, the program that Tarek is offering is very reasonable, very affordable. So please do take advantage of it. If you read the testimonials and if you've watched the testimonials, a lot of people have said that just from the first recording, module one, they have had transformations. Okay, so definitely take a look at that. Use your gift code. These are recordings that you will get, okay? These are not live. Wonderful. Any last words of wisdom?
And I want to say thank you, Shefali, because some of the biggest summits that we always launched on were too, I don't know what the word is, but they were scared to talk about sexual trauma. So I want to acknowledge you and thank you because you opened the door to the biggest problem. It makes no sense to me. Why are we afraid to talk about the biggest problem on our planet when that's what it is? So thank you for your openness and courage to let us talk about this topic, because we're not going to get anywhere as in our humanity if we're ignoring things in the basement and sexual trauma. Yeah, thank you.
And the thing is, a lot of us have experienced sexual trauma, right? But we, in our society, we have been conditioned and told not to talk about it, So it is still a big stigma, I guess you could say, but it needs to be released, it needs to be talked about, it needs to be healed so that we can all thrive. And it's men and women, it's not just women, right? So it's men and women, so that we can all thrive, because any trauma is going to hold you back. It can help. Can I ask if this package can help my adult son?
So Shefali, what I would say to that, a lot of the women I work with always want to help someone else. God bless your hearts. You're so caring of everyone else. But the woman is so powerful. When you receive it yourself, immediately with every infinity healing, you're sharing it with future children and current children. So it goes into the future lineage, and it goes into mom, dad, and ancestral lineage. And it definitely goes into your connections and partnerships, which include your husband or your wife or whatever the case may be. So, but the one thing we can't do is we can't go, I want my son to heal his sexual trauma. So we can't force it on anyone. But just by you doing it yourself, it's going to impact all those around you. But you can share it with family and partnerships if that's
what you can do. If he's willing to listen to it, Cindy, then let him listen to it. But just even if you play it for yourself, he will receive some benefit from it for sure.
Yeah.
Right. What was I gonna say? So I don't know what I was gonna say, but this is a big issue. There's no question, and. Yeah. Again, like we talked about, I know it's like we've gone over, but as we talked about, this affects your sacral chakra, which is the chakra of relationships. It is a chakra for money. It is a chakra for that creative potential energy from source, right? It affects so, so much. So definitely it's something that we need to heal. It took me a long time to heal mine, part of mine, I wasn't ready. So, but then when I was, it's like, oh, okay, I'm done. Yeah. Right. So please do take a look at that. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Tarek. And of course, anytime you want to come back and share your wisdom, share your infinity healings with us, you're definitely welcome. Okay.
Thanks, Shefali. You have a beautiful tribe here. And I thank you for everything you've been doing and all that you're being. And I see you and I appreciate you. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Wonderful. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for all your questions, because they all brought out more of those healings for all of us, right? So thank you. Thank you. I know we didn't get to everybody, but like I said, we'll have Tarek back again and he can share again, right? So thank you, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. We have another show. So until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, abundance, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all so much love and blessings. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Alara. Thank you, gentlemen who cleared us. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ernie. Thank you. Good. Thank you. I'm glad you all enjoyed it. Thank you. Bye.